Welcome to Land Academy.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella with Jill DeWitt.
Hey there.
Welcome to our show today. In this episode, Jill and I talk about why it's never a good idea to maximize your land sales price. What?
Why would I leave money on the table, Jack? That sounds crazy. That's crazy talk.
Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Okay. Amy asked, okay, doing some research here. I need to look at, I've looked at back tax websites and lists. Where do I go now?
Like, where do you find it?
Maybe that's what she's asking. That could be it. Where do I go?
There's
where
a few places
on the
internet.
Information? Why do I need it? Well, you know what? I would like to do two. Can I make this two parts, Jack?
Yeah, sure.
I would like to explain why the heck we even want this information, because we all know we don't just mail back tax properties. So why do I even need this information? And then where do I go to get it?
Please. Yeah, so back tax, it's always a good idea to feel out or test for reason the back tax situation in a given county. Like for some reason in northern Utah and Idaho, there are no back tax sales ever. It's been like that since I've been in the business in the 90s. I don't know why.
I have a guess, but I'm not going to say it on her. Go ahead.
You know, so in general, this may or may not be true, but in general for us, where there's no back tax issues, no back tax properties in any way, properties don't go back, there's no real opportunity for rock bottom price, the business that we're kind of in scraping the bottom of the real estate market. Can you buy houses there for a lot less than they're worth? Heck yes. And can you buy land there for a lot less than it's worth? Yeah, but you can't do it in a scrape the bottom $100 an acre fashion. So what we teach is feel out the county to see if there's a bunch of back tax. Like Mojave County, Arizona's got like 48,000 back tax properties.
Mm-hmm.
And we do really well there, mm-hmm. and sort of some of our members. That's why it's important.
It's an indicator.
Well, mm-hmm. once again, less than one sentence.
Okay.
If you listened to the show yesterday, Jill's behind a bookcase right now.
Yeah. Thanks a lot. Hi, over here, me.
So where the hell do you get this information? Well, I got tired of answering this question, so I posted it on Land Academy permanently. If you go to the resources section on landacademy.com and type and look for back tax lists, you'll click on it. And there's a XML table in there of like 24,000 lines of data, mm-hmm. for historical back tax, which counties have them, which counties don't. Just, you know, search for that county name and you'll see it in there. It'll indicate it. It'll help you choose a county about where to mail.
It was so great. I had a member just the other day. Well, that's why I was thinking of this too. I had a member the other day reach out to me and he hadn't seen that, and I directed him to him, and it was so nice because he wrote me back and said, holy cow, this is fantastic. I completely downloaded this whole list, put it in an Excel spreadsheet, saved it. This thing is gold, is what he said. And I said, thank you.
It really is. Cool. And yeah. You don't have to be a member. It's free.
Yeah, it's free for everybody. Go on there. And there's census maps on there, the population density maps.
Yeah.
That's another indicator, gauge, a resource that we use when we're picking a county to send our offers. And so it's there for everybody to see.
So we're about to release a website, which is entirely free. You don't even have to be a member at all, called CountyWise, WISE.com. And it's literally, you go to the website and it's a map of the United States. Click on one of the states, click on one of the counties, and there's just a ridiculous amount of information that I paid an army of overseas virtual assistants to keep up to date. And one of the parts of the data there is the whole scenario, the back tax situation of that county specifically.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing, actually. That website, how it's coming together, is truly amazing.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be awesome. Thank you, Jack.
This is one of the nice things we get to do for everybody, Jill.
Thank you, Jack.
It's costing a fortune, by the way, and we're not going to charge for it.
No. Nope.
So.
Thank you, Jack.
Hey, bookcase.
I'm over here.
If you have a question or you want to be on the show, reach out to either one of us on landinvestors.com. Today's topic, never, ever maximize your land sales price. Well, that's counterintuitive.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
Why wouldn't you want to squeeze every single penny out of the real estate deal that you have? Why wouldn't you? Let's say you have $5,000 and you buy a property that's worth $20,000. You have two choices. You own the property now, and you're going to sit there and say, I own a $20,000 property, and my arm is sore from patting myself on the back. Or would you sell it for $10,000 really fast? So it takes 6 months to sell it for $20,000 or 1 week to sell it for $10,000. Which one would you choose?
Let me think. Dun, 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 dun. I'll take the money and run for $500, please.
Take the money and run. That's what this should be called. Here's why. In that 6 months that it would take to sell that property for $20,000, how many more $5,000 properties can you buy into selling for $10,000 in that 6 month period? Let's say you do one a month.
I'm getting more money here.
If you do one transaction a month and you spend all your money, let's just think about this. I have $5,000. In 1 month, I have 10. In 2 months, I have 20. In 3 months, I have 40. 4 months, I have 80. 5 months, I have 160. Mm-hmm. 6 months, I have $320,000. Mm-hmm. This is an academic exercise. Can you really do that? We have members who do that, literally.
Yep.
Who have done that with $5,000.
Yep.
And we've done it.
I would like to add something to this also.
So do you want $320,000 or $20,000? On the same $5,000 number.
Bingo. Here's another advantage to this whole concept. The guy that just bought it from you, you just doubled your money. You put in five, you got 10. You just doubled your money, like Jack said. Well, that guy just bought a $20,000 property for $10,000. You better believe that guy's going to come back to you for more property.
Again and again. Exactly. Where is he going to logically go after he does sell it for $20,000 and doubles his money? He doesn't know how to send the mail out. He doesn't want to.
Yep. You just have a customer for life.
He's going to go straight back to you.
Exactly.
We have a list of people like this that have made it their life. Mm-hmm. Made it their career to buy property from us mm-hmm. at wholesale prices and sell it on terms.
It's true. I love it. It makes me feel so good. I get excited when I hear, like, I just sold that for X. I never get like, oh, shoot, I should have hung on to it and hung out, waited. No, I don't care about that. No, I'm happy they made money. I'm like, yee-haw. What else do you need? I'll get you some more.
Here's some of the things that I see brand new people, a lot of mistakes that they make. We've all been told by our parents, we've all seen our parents do a real estate deal, or our uncles or somebody, friends, and it's just failing. They're trying to sell a house, and here's why. They are not letting the market set the price. They are ramming their concept of what that real estate should be purchased or sold for down everybody's throat, and it's not working. They're spitting it back out.
They're getting emotional.
The market's going to drive the price that your property sells, period. And exactly. If you want to fight that, you should just go be an attorney instead and mm-hmm. fight and yell and argue.
Or sit for 6 months and see what happens.
Or sulk. Yeah. Wonder why the property didn't sell and yell at somebody.
Right.
That's our natural. We've all been taught that. Right. Well, it's time to stop fighting the market. You can't fight a market.
No.
The market's going to do what it's going to do. Make sure you get in below it. That's your job. Mm-hmm. Make sure you're buying a property that there's no way you can lose on it.
Right.
You're buying it so cheap.
So back to your example too. So someone's trying to sell it and they only want X price. Well, you know what? Maybe they only want X price because they paid whatever price. Well, because they overpaid right when they went into it. So now they're trying to get something out of it. They may have screwed up way back when they bought it. I mean, and that's right. So you have to.
And that's not your problem.
Right.
Every week, Jill and I have an open call. Let's call it a webinar. We really just call it like the weekly call. Mm-hmm. On Thursday, and every single week, somebody says some version of this. Usually, it's a member. Yeah, I bought this property for $3,000, and I only doubled my money. I sold it for $6,000. I could have gotten more, but I just did it because I wanted to kind of sell it and And I'm like, well, that's too bad.
They feel like they failed. Boo. I only sold it for six. Well, how much did you spend? Two.
Boo freaking
like, what the heck? Yeah, I could have sold it for 10.
I only doubled.
Hold on a moment. That was not a failure. Every you're right. Every week we have to remind everybody, since when is double your money a failure? Never.
You know what Target makes? They just put out their, in general, Target, the retailer, every year.
This is good to know. What?
3%.
Really?
They make a 3% not return on investment, 3% of revenue.
Wow. And is that like a banner number, or is 5% a banner year? What's do you know?
A fantastic profit margin for an extremely successful, let's say, niche manufacturing company is 20%. We double our money here every day.
Right. Isn't that crazy?
Every day.
Yeah, I know.
If you look at our return on investment, like let's say you start with $100,000 and you see what you have at the end of the year. I mean, it's staggering how much money this makes.
It's funny. Remember the time we did that show? We did a show with one of our members, Michelle, a couple months ago. And it was really great because he said, you know, I thought I'd sit down before the show and add up the numbers and see how much money I made so far this year. And he's like, I didn't even know how much I made. It's way more than I thought. It was really, really funny. So
now that
I
you said
that.
His name, I do remember the numbers, but now you said his name and I can't tell you.
Right.
It was high six digits.
But it was really
and
good.
And he's like, I'm afraid to tell my wife.
Kind of want to get divorced.
Because she's going to say, where's all the money?
Exactly.
So what ends up happening is, and this is very typical for it's typical for us, and it's typical for our top performing members, you pour it back into land.
Exactly.
So you have to look at two numbers. You have to look at your cash balance and the wholesale value of the real estate that you own free and clear.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you, it's in the seven digits, sometimes in the eight digits.
Mm-hmm.
There's one member I talk to regularly. He's a black level member who generates almost seven digits a month.
Mm-hmm.
He makes almost $1 million a month and he never has any money.
Yeah.
It's all real estate because he's churning it so hard.
Yeah, it's good.
So we had a real long talk about that 2 weeks ago. I said, dude, you got to look at your cash balance, but it's a balance sheet. You have to really create a balance sheet. Your assets are in the form of cash and also in the form of real estate.
Mm-hmm.
Historically, real estate's not a current asset, but the way that the definition of a current asset versus a long-term asset is it liquid? Can you liquidate it within a year?
Right.
So, and that's funny because used to be, you can't, real estate is not a liquid asset. Well, malarkey.
Watch
it's the 21st century and there's this thing called the internet. Yeah. And real estate's a liquid asset.
Yeah, I mean, how fast you want to sell it? There are ways you can sell it really, really fast if you want to need to.
That's
and
right.
Still make a profit.
If you're not borrowing against it, you can sell it for anything you want.
Sure.
As fast as you want.
Exactly.
This is a good show.
Thank you.
So never maximize price and never sit around sulking. If you're not selling your property, it's because you want too much money for it. Or the mortgage company's telling you want too much money for it. Or the right people don't know that it's for sale.
Right.
Every time I go on to Land Watch or Land and Farm, and I don't see it on LandPin because we don't allow it. We own LandPin. I see somebody post a property up there with no picture, no APN, and it says, I have 39 acres in northern Arizona with fantastic mountain views. Give me a call.
Yeah.
Who's going to buy a piece
exactly.
of property? Like, you wonder why the property doesn't sell? Come on.
Right.
You got to celebrate the fact that property rocks and give all kinds of information and do a video and dance around like a kook.
Have a map.
Yeah.
You know, all kind of details there. Have all the questions answered so people can look it up and know what it is.
And then have a way they can check out, mm-hmm. right? Click on it and buy it on our credit cards in this situation. And you're going to wake up in the morning and money's going to be in your bank account and you're going to laugh.
Exactly. Thank you.
Join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use information, that's me.
And inspiration, that's me.
To get just about anything you want.
We use it every day to buy property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately.
You're not alone in your real estate ambition. That was a good show because, you know, that's a Captain Obvious scenario.
Mm-hmm. It's worth talking
but
about. Not,
but you have to say it because every week somebody says, I just don't know why this property isn't selling.
Shucks. Well, I hear like, oh man, I sold it. I was worried. So then I dropped the price and I sold it on Tuesday. And oh man, the next day I had three more people call me and they would have paid even more. I'm like, and you didn't do anything wrong.
There's
it's
a few
fine.
Thursdays ago. Well, they literally sold the property while we were on the call.
Yes.
And they were complaining about it.
Yeah.
I just, the property's, oh, hold on, it just sold.
Yeah. Exactly. Yep.
Information and inspiration to buy undervalued property.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cash Flow from Land Show.
We are the experts at acquiring property
of all kinds, not just land,
for half price, just so we can flip it for way more
and really fast. Thanks for listening. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.